This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We do have some big time teams playing today in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, starting off with number 22, Maryland at Louisville. Maryland laying 12.5, and you have the total in this one, 135.5. Jinx, we watched a bit of the game between, who is it, Louisville and Arkansas? Didn't we watch that game when we were in Maryland?
We did, yeah.
Louisville looks terrible, to put
They're
it
awful.
Bluntly.
They're awful. They're a terrible basketball team, and we saw that firsthand every time we looked up. It was Arkansas starting to pull away, and I don't know any way in the world that you can back Louisville here. In fact, as I'm talking about it, I think I'm going to add this to one of my best bets. Not only is Louisville 0-6 this season, they are 0-6 against the spread. They're averaging about 18 turnovers a game. The only thing they do well, honestly, is shoot free throws. Even though I know you love a team that makes its free throws, but that's all they do. And this line opened at Maryland laying 11.5. It bet up to Maryland minus 12.5. I would absolutely lay it with the Terps.
Yeah, and it's one thing if they were losing to like a bunch of big name teams, because Arkansas is a solid team that I think is probably going to be a contender come this March. But they lost to Bellarmine, Wright State, App State, Texas Tech, which is a good team, Cincinnati, and it looks like they're projected to lose to Maryland. So I think we are talking about just covering a number here, but I can't find a reason to want to put my money on Louisville. Eventually, they're going to cover a spread, but I don't think that day is today. So I'll go with Maryland here. Let's go to Syracuse and number 16, Illinois. The Illini laying 11.5, another game that's not supposed to be close here. Total of 144.5. So, Jinx, are you interested in maybe taking the points in this one?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think I will. And if you look at the orange, they're coming off a really bad loss to Bryant and that is awful for Syracuse. But if you look back at that game, Judah Mintz got ejected, and then also Benny Williams was sick in that game, so he wasn't at full strength, didn't play. So now that Syracuse is back at full strength, yeah, Illinois is going to win this game, but this is a team that can go up and down the floor. I think they can match Illinois' pace here, so I would lean Syracuse and grab the points.
I wonder if Bryant still has that guy from last year in the NCAA tournament that was like real flashy. Because remember, wasn't it Bryant that like has that fast-paced offense that scores a ton of points? I think it was them. So maybe that loss isn't quite as bad as it looks on paper. But if you look at their last three games for Syracuse, two losses in overtime, and then that game against Bryant, they lost by 1 point. So maybe a bit of an overreaction here, although Illinois is a very solid team and deserving of being big favorites here. But I think I would lean towards the points and Syracuse. Let's go to Georgia Tech and Iowa. Iowa laying 15.5, another game that's not supposed to be close. Total of 149.5. So I'm interested to see how Iowa is this year. Usually it's a team that runs and guns and can score a ton of points. And we see that with the total being pretty high in this one, 149.5. Jinx, is there anything that caught your eye in this one?
I think I would probably lay it with Iowa. Again, I know this is a big spread, but Iowa is a team that just has played so much more of a demanding schedule. Their offense is so dominant. Now, they're coming off a really bad loss to TCU. They were favored by 6.5 points in that game, but they lost outright, and they shot only 17% from long range. So when you do that in the college game, you're going to lose to a lot of teams. I think that's an anomaly. And Georgia Tech really hasn't played anyone outside of Marquette, and Marquette absolutely ripped them 84-60. I think Iowa comes out at home and make a statement in this game. So I would lay 15.5 with the Hawks.
Ugh, I don't think I want to do that just because it is a big number. But like I said, when you have a dynamic offense, those are the teams that you probably want to lay the points with because they have the offense to score a ton of points. I feel like maybe the over, but this is a high total, especially for early in the season. I tend to shy away from playing overs this high when it is this early in the year and teams are just getting going. But Iowa plays at a fast pace and they can score a ton of points. 149.5, maybe take a look at the over.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.